Hello, and tonight the podcast. So tonight I would like to go back on the topic about being in an abusive and manipulative relationship. Now, the reason is because it's not that I'm not yet moving on, or it's not that I'm still stuck on that trauma. I don't think I still have that trauma in me right now. But I just want to share my experience. I'm actually not feeling well right now. But don't worry, I'm not sick. I just have a little cough, and don't worry, I'm not positive yet. Kidding. Okay. I just watched a TikToker who actually undergone the same thing. And she said a very good point about the matter. And before I start my own experience, before I start sharing my experience about it, I would like you to listen to her, because she really made a good point about it, though she failed to elaborate it more because, you know, maybe the time limit allowed on TikTok. But yeah, I will try my best to explain it to you as well based on my experience, and I'm pretty much sure that she experienced the same thing. Okay, so let's all listen.
Before I start the series about my toxic and manipulative ex-boyfriend, let me give out some disclaimers and reminders. Just because I'm his ex does not mean I'm biased. I'm telling my stories about how they actually happened. When I tell my stories, I'm not ruining their character because they already did it themselves. But Denise, why didn't you just leave the situation? Why didn't you just break up with him then? When you're in a relationship where your partner is manipulating you and abusing you, it is hard to get out of it. You don't have a say if you've never been in that type of relationship. If you were able to leave that type of relationship, that's great, but it doesn't give you the right to look down on the ones who couldn't. Just because you were able to leave a toxic relationship does not mean everyone can do what you can do. Not everybody can be strong as you are. I wasn't that strong before, so you don't get to tell me that my feelings are invalid. You don't get to tell me that I was overreacting. I share my experiences and my trauma because I can. This is my TikTok, and I want to help the ones who are going through what I went through. So if you don't like my content or have some shit to say about it, you can just leave.
So yeah, her name is Denise Hudape. I'm sorry if I mispronounce it, but let me just spell it out for you she's the right owner of this video, so she deserves to be credited. She deserves a credit. So it's Denise, it's Denise Hudate. So I don't know how to pronounce her last name. I'm not sure if that's actually her last name, but yeah. So based on that video, she actually has a lot to say about her previous relationship, but I just want to talk about mine, okay? Because I'm pretty much sure that we just experienced the same thing. First is, the first thing that people will think about it is that, bakit hindi kayo nakipag-break agad? Why it lasted? Why can't you just break up with the person? Diba? Ganun yung mindset natin. Ganun lang sa inyo kadaling gawin. Because, you think na ang tao, kapag nakipag-break, is, yun na yun. Pero hindi nyo alam na yung mga manipulative na tao at mga abusive na tao is actually the ones who doesn't care about what your feelings, about what you say. What they care about is what they want, and if they don't want to break up with you, no matter how much you push them, no matter how much you try to walk away, they will always gonna look for some ways to get back to you, to get you to not break up with you. And I'm telling you, you have no idea what's actually the worst thing that they can do. Okay, hindi nyo alam kung gaano sila kadelikado. Hindi nyo alam, wala kayong idea kung gaano sila nakakatakot. So yeah, maybe you don't know that such people exist, but they do exist, and that's actually one reason why it's not so easy to get out on an abusive and manipulative relationship. Second is that people think na eh kasi mahal mo pa eh, kaya you chose to stay. No, you know, okay, siguro some at first, at the beginning, siguro during the first or in the middle of their relationship, diba, you're trying to have hope, and that's natural, it's normal that you hope for the best, you hope for these people that they will change, diba? It's normal because that's actually part of your responsibility as a partner to them. You always have to give them the benefit of the doubt and hope for the best for the relationship and for her, okay? But that's not always the case. You don't get to tell us that we love these people, this person, so we can get out, because we love ourselves. We love ourselves even more. It's just, and that's why we can't just get out. What I mean is,
hindi nyo kasi alam yung kaya nyo gawin. Diba? Hindi sila yung tao na kapag sinabi mo, ayoko na, I want to break up with you, this is over, hindi na kita mahal, hindi na ako masaya sa'yo, nakakatakot ka, you are evil. For me, you are an evil. You are so evil that I don't want to be with you anymore. I'd rather die rather than be with you. Yung mga tao na kahit ano sabihin mo, it's nothing. Parang hindi nila naiintindihan, hindi nila na-absorb yung sinasabi mo. Basta kung ayaw nila makapag-break sa'yo, hindi kayo mag-break. Paano yun? Diba? Siguro nakikirse kayo. Paano yun? So, porkit ayaw niya, wala ka nagagawin. No, is it like that? You don't know what they can do to us. To people that matter to us. To people around us. Hindi nyo alam yun. And when you are on that situation, ang hirap maging selfish because you also want to consider these people. These people na they might hurt you. These people na they, he might hurt or she might hurt. And of course, you don't want your parents to know that you are in that situation because you know it's gonna hurt them. And malas mo kung yung parents mo, yung family mo, is hindi na niniwala sa'yo. Because this person was manipulative and toxic and abusive is showing different version of him or herself. Him or herself to them, to other people. She's showing different behavior, different character, and that's bullshit. Okay? That's one struggle that I've encountered, no? I tried my best. I tried to talk to my parents, to share it to my friends. Pero, kung kaya, kung tingin mo kaya yung gawin, they can make it worse. Double pa. Kaya nilang, alam mo yun, ang babalik ka rin kanila. They will spread bad things about you. Aawayin nila yung mga tao na yun. Tatanggalin niya yun sa buhay mo. And kung sa parents naman, hindi ka nila, iba yung ipapakita nila, and therefore your parents will weigh the situation. And kung hindi ka ganun ka-close sa family mo, then malas mo kasi hindi ka nila paniniwalaan agad-agad. Pero if you have a very good communication with your parents and they know you na hindi ka sinungaling, they know you na hindi mo gagawin o sasabihin yun kung hindi totoo, then you you're lucky. Okay, pero most of the time that's not actually the case eh. Diba? Ang totoo kasi is natatakot tayong sabihin sa kanila kasi natatakot tayong madami sila. Natatakot tayo na mag-iba yung tingin nila sa atin. Natatakot tayo na masisi. Eh kasi ganito, eh kasi ganyan eh. Ikaw eh, ginusto mo yan eh. Pinili mo yan eh. Diba? That's actually the normal thing. And sino ba naman may gusto na malaman ng mga tao na ganito yung nangyayari sa'yo? Let's be frank. Okay? Walang may gusto. Walang may gusto nun. As much as possible, you will cover up about her mistakes, about her flaws to other people. Just to portray that you actually have a healthy and happy relationship with him or with her. Kasi in my case, it's her. Okay? I'm a bisexual. And yeah, so even though she's a girl, she's more stronger than me. Ako kasi hindi ko talaga kaya manakit ng tao. Physically. Okay? And mas malakas siya sa akin on that matter because she has experience. And kung wala kang experience sa ganun, kung hindi ka naman mapanakit na tao, mahirap. Mahirap. Mahirap sabayan or labanan yung behavior nilang yun. Kasi, mas pipiliin mo ba ding maging mabuting tao. So, now, syempre, diba, ayaw mo naman na tignan ka ng tao that way. You don't want to look down on me. You don't want to look like a stupid person in their eyes. Or, ayaw mo magbukang kawawa. Diba? And besides that, andun din yung fear mo. Yun ang mas nakakatakot, yung fear mo na kung ano yung pwedeng gawin ng tao na to dun sa mga tao na yun. Yeah, they can hurt them. And I'm sure you don't want that, right? Who wants that? So, we have no choice but to ease the pain, to just wait and follow their orders, whatever they want us to do, just to, you know, just for them to calm and not to, they call it toyo, para hindi sila magtoyo. We will just gonna do what they say. And what matter, and yung feelings namin, yung gusto namin, that will never matter. Na kasi, it should always be that person. Kasi kung hindi, wala na. Away na naman, guli na naman. Sa, hanggang sa, alam mo na, hanggang sa, naging worse na yung situation we're in, talagang magkakapatayan ako. That's true. That's a reality. That's something we don't know. Hindi nyo alam yun. Hindi nyo alam yung takot na pwede silang magawa sa'yo the worst. And dumating ako dun sa point na talaga, sige na, just kill me. I want to be dead. Okay? Just kill me. If there's really no way for me to get out of this relationship, can you just please kill me? Dumating ako sa ganun point. And this person, they will show remorse. They will show some sympathy after nilang mailabas yung galit nila, after kanilang tutukan, after kanilang saktan. That's the only time that they will say sorry. They will promise to not do it again. And even, and despite of you no longer believing that they can actually do that, that they could actually change, you're still gonna end up following them. Because there's just no way for you to get out on that relationship unless one of you dies. That's it, girl. Yun totoo. Nadating ka na sa point na yun na lang talaga ba yung option? Diba? You pray and pray. You hope for the best. and you try to call, to make this person calm. You try to talk to her. You try to look for a perfect timing for you to talk about it, and maybe maintindihan niya in a good way, in a nice way, diba, na this is over, na we can sleep with friends. Tinubukan mo pa rin maging mabait, lahat na ginawa mo, yung maunawain, naging mabait, kasi baka sakali yung pag-good mood siya, nasa tamang pag-iisip na siya, maintindihan niya yung mga bagay-bagay, diba, na para masolusyon mo siya, kung baka sa psychiatrist, na mag-undergo ng therapy, lahat na. Swear. Alam mo yun, kasi kung hindi mo itatry na tapusin siya sa ganung paraan, hindi mo alam yung pwede nilang magawa. They could kill you, they could make things worse. So, talagang desperate move yung gagawin mo lahat, itatry mo. Para lang makawala, para lang ma-end yun ng maayos. Pero wala pa din. And ang hirap kasi nakakapagod nang mag-explain sa tao, magsabi ng totoo, kasi parang ano, kailangan pa ba akong mamatay? Kailangan pa ba akong lumabas ng kwarto ko ng duguan bago kayo maniwala? Yun yung sitwasyon ko kasi, na kahit naririnig na nilang may lumalagabog, may mga gamit na lumilipad sa kwarto ko, tingin nila away bata lang, that we can always figure it out, that we can always work it out. Kasi nga, tingin nila dun sa tao, is okay naman. Kasi yun yung pinapakalang tao. So, sinasabi, meron din siguro dyan na sasabihin nyo na, bakit? Wala pa siyang bahay. You have your home naman. Diba? Ang hirap kasi kapag alam niya yung bahay mo, at kapag kasama mo siya sa isang bahay. There is no way talaga na makakawala ka kapag alam niya kung saan ka nakatira. Pakilala niya yung mga tao sa paligid mo. So, ang only option mo na lang talaga is ang mag-tiis. Tiisin mo na lang talaga at maghintay kung kailan ka magtulungan ng Lord para makawala. And so, paano ako nakawala? paano ako natuldukan yung tragic na yun, no, sa buhay ko? Well, before we talk about that, I still have something more to say, no, about it. Yung mga, I am trying to be specific para maintindihan nyo kung bakit siya mahirap. I'm trying to elaborate it more. Kasi, you have to know. Para kung may ma-encounter kang tao, kung tingin mo, happy sila, pero you feel like there is something wrong going on, that there are some changes dun sa tao na yon, then maybe you have to be sensitive. It's time that maybe you need to look out to that friend, kasi baka may pinagdadaanan siyang hindi niya masabi because of fear. Diba, kung may mga kaibigan ka na hindi mo na nakakausap, na lagi nakadepende ang desisyon, ang buhay nila sa desisyon ng jowa nila, then that's actually, most likely, they are in that situation. And you have to be there for them. Paano yun? Kasi, yun na nga, kung lagi sila magkasama, especially kung magkasama sila sa isang bubong, most likely, lahat ng kilos niya may na-monitor. Ultimo kasing, like, mag-phone ka lang, ako ha, dun sa case ko, 5 minutes pa lang ako may kausap. Kahit na alam niya, kahit na nagsabi ka sa kanya, kapag lumampas yun ng 3 minutes or 4 minutes, bakit ang tagal mong kausap? Bakit? Anong pinag-uusapan niyo? It's another fight na naman. Kahit na wala silang mabak sa dorm, gagawa sila ng away out of it. Ganun silang coerced. Okay, and your choice is to not talk to anyone na lang. Kasi you're tired and losing your powers to argue, to explain everything to them.
to make them understand na you also want space, you also want to reach out to your friends, you also want to talk to other people, not to betray them or not to look for a replacement for them, you just really want to have a friend. And pati yung pinagkakait na sa'yo. And dahil nga, hindi ka naman abusive na tao, syempre, hindi mo, na, mas pipiliin mo na lang na, okay, huwag ka na lang makipag-usap, focus mo na lang yung attention mo sa kanya para tahimik, para hindi hirap, para naman magkaroon ka ng peace of mind dun sa mga araw na yun. Kasi, napakahalaga na mayroon kang peace of mind kapag nasa abusive relationship ka, and that's what pipiliin mo na lang talagang manahimik at gawin yung gusto nila. So, yun yung totoo. Nakakapagod na lagi kang mag-explain, nakakapagod na lagi kang lagi mong papatunayan yung sarili mo sa kanila, nakakapagod na bawat kilos mo kapag hindi nila nagustuhan, para matapos na, para hindi na humaba, gawin mo na lang, tigil mo na lang, sundin mo na lang sila, mag-focus ka na lang sa kanila. Kasi doon ka magkakaroon ng normal na araw, normal na buhay sa mga oras na yun. Pero kung ikaw yung tao na gagalitin mo pa, nako, good luck sa'yo. Yung pipikunin mo pa, good luck sa'yo. Para ka lang nagpukpok ng bato sa ulo mo na dahil tingin mo, umaasa ka na matatakot sila sa'yo, na makikinig sila sa'yo. No, hindi sila ganon. There's no way that they will listen to you. Kahit magnangawa ka dyan, kahit magwala ka, there's no way that they will listen to you. Whatever you say will never matter. Your feelings will never matter to them. And that's the truth. Kahit anong sabihin ng masasakit na salita, it doesn't matter to them. Being with them is hopeless. Being with them, it feels like you are in hell. And kukwestiyonin mo, diba, ang sarili mo, bakit? Am I a bad person? Why I'm experiencing this thing? Hindi naman ako masamang tao. Dadating ka doon sa point na sisisihin mo yung sarili mo, baka karma ba? Ano ba, masama ba akong tao para ma-deserve ko to? But the truth is, no. Hindi mo kasalanan may mga taong kinulang sa buwan. Mga taong parang napaaga ng ire, napaaga ng labas, no? Kaya ganun silang ka-retarded. Hindi mo kasalanan yun. And you have to understand that na hindi mo kasalanan. Kasi kung pati yun, kung questionin mo, baka kunin mo na lang din yung sarili mong buhay. Just like what happened to me. Andun ako sa point ng relationship namin na pocha, mukhang wala na talagang way to get out of this relationship unless isa sa amin mamamatay. And every time natututukan niya ako, every time na mayroong kutsilyos na nasa leeg ko, sinasabi ko, sige na, ituloy mo na lang, patay mo na lang ako, para tapos na. Kasi ginawa ko na lahat eh. Diba? Sa maayos na usapan, naghanap ako magandang timing, pero wala. Dumating ko sa point na talaga sinabi ko na lahat. 6 months pa lang kami, sinasabi ko na ayoko na sa kanya. She's a devil. Demonyo siya. Ayoko na. Tama na. Please, pakawalan mo na ako. Hindi na ako masaya. Hindi na kita mahal. Wala silang ganun. Wala silang awa. I swear. Hindi ko alam kung ba't may mga taong ganun. Kung tayong alam ko lang na kaya nila nagagawa yun is because their brain is not functioning well. They're not capable of feeling and thinking what is right and what is wrong. he failed to do that. That's why gagawin lang nila kung ano yung gusto nila. That's the reality. So, paano ako nakawala? Well, in God's way, it's actually difficult, it's ugly, it's painful. It's painful because it involves my parents, my family, but it's a blessing in disguise then, kasi if it didn't happen, nandito pa rin siya. Miserable pa din ang buhay ko. You just really have to believe in God. God will make a perfect timing for you to get out. Sometimes it's actually in the worst situation. Pero what I just realized back then is that maybe it's worst situation because it has to be worse for me to get out. Kasi yun lang yung way para makawala ako sa kanya. And after that, syempre, hindi naman yun dun natapos. Kahit wala na siya, hindi naman dun natapos. So, nagkaroon ako ng sarili kong anxiety kasi syempre, nagkaroon ako ng problem with my family after that. So, I feel like I'm all alone. And that, parang wala na akong will to live. Kasi parang I don't have my family anymore. So, naging mahirap yun sa akin. Ilang linggo ako, buwan ako hindi lumabas ng kwarto. Kasaan nandito ako, pero parang wala sila, parang mag-isa lang ako. And I already have the power or the ability to talk to anyone, to talk to my friends, pero sobrang tired ng utak ko. Ay, pinili ko na lang na, alam mo yun, natulog, mag-isip, mag-yosi. Kasi nakakapagod na magsalita, nakakapagod na magkwento, nakakapagod na magpaliwanag. Pero yun nga, syempre, may ilan akong taong pinagkatiwalaan, which is, I believe, may intindihan nila ako. So, nakatulong naman sila for, ano man, nandun talaga sila to talk to me, to check on me. They don't need to ask what happened. They don't need to ask me if I'm okay. Their presence, their concerns, and how they try their best to make a conversation with me during those times, I really appreciate it. And I'm just starting to feel better about everything that's happening because kasi I lost my job too during those times, and it's a struggle for me, but I'm trying to bring back the old me, all the good things about me that I've lost, and slowly naman nakukuha ko siya, and I really do hope na magtuloy-tuloy na to. So, the lesson here is that if you know someone who undergone the abusive and manipulative relationship, don't ask them how is it. Don't ask them what happened, because that's not actually that's not what they need. That's not gonna help them. So, try to understand the situation, try to understand her, and stop telling her what he or she should have done. Kasi, you don't know the pain, you don't know how hard it is.